Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, April 23rd. Currently with fair skies, it is 48 degrees. The humidity is 54%. The wind speed is northeast at 14 with gusts to 18 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98. The dew point is 32 degrees and the current wind chill is 42 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A person has been hospitalized after a stabbing in Overland Park, Kansas. Brandon Dixon reports.
Police say the incident happened early Monday morning at a home near 89th and Hardy Street. The victim suffered life-threatening injuries and were immediately rushed to a nearby hospital where they were listed in critical condition following surgery. Witnesses say the suspect who stabbed the victim left the scene before cops arrived. An initial investigation shows the suspect does live with the victim. However, detectives say the disturbance is not considered domestic. I'm Brandon Dixon.
Jonathan and Reginald Carr were convicted of abusing, terrorizing, and killing several people during a week-long crime spree in December 2000. The brothers were sentenced to death in 2002 after direct appeals were exhausted. The Kansas Supreme Court sent the cases back to Sedgwick County. Resentencing was denied at a hearing on Monday. The state of Kansas had opposed the request. No word yet on what's next from the Carr lawyers. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, save on select Steel battery tools. Right now, save $50 on the HSA 50 battery hedge trimmer set. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. With AK-10 battery and AL-101 charger. Offer valid for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Hey, you got any gum?
Yeah, check my backpack.
What's this?
Oh, that's naloxone. It can reverse an opioid overdose. I decided to always keep it on me after my friend almost died. It saved his life.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. That makes me want to have it with me, too.
You totally should. Check the pharmacy. It was actually really easy to get, and it's easy to use.
I definitely will. Thanks.
Naloxone saves lives. Learn more at cdc.gov.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The picture for tax cuts in Kansas and the next state budget remained stable on Friday with the release of a new fiscal forecast that reinforced the dynamics of a conflict over proposed tax cuts between Democratic Governor Laura Kelly and the Republican-controlled legislature. The new forecast from state officials and legislative researchers came while lawmakers were scheduled to reconvene on Thursday after a spring break for the final 6 days of their annual session. Governor Kelly has until Thursday to act on a bill cutting income, sales, and property taxes, and another measure containing the bulk of the next state budget. The new forecast replaces projections made in November for tax collections through the end of June 2025. It trims the previous estimates by about 1.2% or $119 million for the current budget year, which ends June 30th. However, it boosts them by $80 million for the budget year that begins in July, while projecting that the state also will earn more interest than previously expected on its idle funds. In both budget years, the state's annual tax collections are expected to exceed $10 billion, and a new profile of the state's finances by legislative researchers projects that Kansas will have more than $3.7 billion in surplus funds at the end of June 2025, even with the tax cuts approved by lawmakers. The tax bill on Governor Kelly's desk would cut taxes by a total of more than $1.5 billion over the next 3 years, though Governor Kelly's chief of staff has described it as larger than Kelly deems affordable over the long term, and the governor previously said that she wanted to see the new fiscal forecast before making any decision. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation recently provided the 2023 Kansas Civil Asset Forfeiture Report to the Kansas Legislature and released it to the public at kasfr.kbi.ks.gov. Civil asset forfeiture is a procedure that authorizes law enforcement agencies to seize and forfeit property and cash that was obtained with proceeds from or used to facilitate certain criminal activity. And once a forfeiture proceeding concludes, the forfeited property or funds may be used for permissible law enforcement operations or to further public safety objectives. Civil asset forfeiture reports have been submitted to the Kansas Legislature annually since 2020, as is required. And in 2018, the legislature amended the Kansas Standard Asset Seizure and Forfeiture Act, or KSASFA, to include additional reporting requirements. The law requires that all Kansas law enforcement agencies submit asset forfeiture incident reports and an annual report to the KBI through the Kansas Asset Seizure and Forfeiture Repository. The KBI collects and reconciles the submitted information and reports it to the Kansas Legislature and the public in an effort to improve transparency about the forfeiture process. This annual report covers the period of January 1, 2023 to December 31, 2023, and it includes approximately $3.91 million in seized property and approximately $2.38 million in forfeited property. For 2023, all Kansas law enforcement agencies were compliant with requirements of the KSASFA. A breakdown of seizure and forfeiture activity by agency is provided, as well as information on forfeiture fund expenditures and detailed information pertaining to reported seizures, such as the location, the associated criminal offense, and the age, gender, race, and ethnicity of the owner or possessor is also included. The annual report does not compromise all data submitted by Kansas law enforcement agencies. A bipartisan bill that would increase reporting requirements under KSASFA recently passed the legislature and is currently under review by Governor Kelly. Governor Kelly signed a House bill that increases investment in Kansas's public airports. The bill is aimed at improving airport accessibility and safety, and it increases the annual funding for the Kansas Airport Improvement Program from $5 million to $15 million. The governor's office said the increase will allow public airports to modernize and address infrastructure needs. Governor Kelly said in a news release that this bill is a critical investment in our state's aviation infrastructure, ensuring Kansas's public use general aviation airports have the resources they need to thrive. And by boosting funding to the Aviation Fund, they're enhancing safety and supporting economic development across Kansas. The additional resources will support initiatives such as pavement improvement, safety enhancements, and automated weather observation systems, which are crucial for air ambulance services in rural areas. Kansas State Senator Ethan Corson said increasing funding for airport improvement projects will improve travel experience, create good-paying jobs in local economies, and increase passenger safety. And thanks to the bill, Kansans will be better connected to communities, large and small, and Kansas's airports will be able to meet the growing demand for air travel. In Nebraska news, 50-year-old Don Hildreth of O'Fallon, Missouri, has been charged in Furnas County Court with theft by unlawful taking more than $5,000, perjury, and abuse of a vulnerable adult after investigators said she stole thousands of dollars from her father while she was his conservator. Court records said that in January 2023, Hildreth was named temporary guardian and conservator of her father, who was in a nursing home after being diagnosed with dementia and or Alzheimer's. A Furnas County judge later limited the conservatorship before removing Hildreth as conservator, and Heartland Trust Company was named the man's new conservator in April 2023. An arrest affidavit said Heartland Trust later discovered $20,581.33 worth of transactions from Amazon, Apple, Poshmark, and Target, and travel expenses that appeared to only benefit Hildreth. Heartland Trust said they also discovered $28,713.52 in unexplained cash withdrawals. A complaint outlining the charges states this occurred between January 17, 2023 and April 2024. A warrant for Hildreth's arrest was issued on Friday, and the warrant is extraditable for states surrounding Nebraska. Court records do not list Hildreth's next court date. 46-year-old Colby Herbert of Axtell has been charged in Kearney County Court with four counts of terroristic threats and four counts of child abuse after he allegedly threatened to kill four children. According to the arrest affidavit, at around 8 p.m. on Thursday, a Kearney County Sheriff's deputy responded to a residence in the 300 block of D Avenue in Axtell after a man reported Herbert threatened to kill his four minor children. When the deputy arrived, he said he spoke with one of the minors who said they were in the backyard playing basketball when Herbert yelled at them and their three siblings. And another minor told the deputy Herbert yelled that he was going to kill them by running them over with his car. And he also stated he was going to shoot them. The affidavit said Herbert claimed that he yelled at the kids, but only for them to go away and leave his dog alone. Herbert's bond has been set at $15,000, and the Kearney County Sheriff's Office said he posted 10% of this amount to be released from jail. Court records do not list Herbert's next court date. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas was recently announced as the recipient of a $1,000 grant from Midwest Energy Incorporated, and this award will be used to purchase books for DSNWK's KidLink program. These books will be provided to parents and caregivers, which will offer opportunities for engagement and guidance with children, such as potty training and speech-language concerns. Tammy Dreiling, DSNWK's Family Services Manager, said this will be a great benefit to the approximately 175 children that they serve, and this will allow them to provide books to parents and children for the next year. DSNWK thanks Midwest Energy for their generous support of the children and families they service through KidLink. The DSNWK KidLink Early Intervention Program provides a system of services to help infants and toddlers from birth to the age of three who have a developmental delay, diagnosed disability, or who are at risk for a developmental delay, including vision and hearing impairments. These services are provided in the child's natural living environment, and KidLink covers multiple north central Kansas counties. They include Osborne, Phillips, Rooks, Russell, Smith, Ellis, a portion of Rush, and Norton County. If you are interested in or have questions about these services, you can contact Tammy Dreiling at 785-621-5332. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, April 17th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Jason Jones, Jim Miller, Ron Briery, Gerald Jones, Dennis Gilhausen, and Dell Jacobson, along with others, to present business or observe. A motion was made by Dell Jacobson and seconded by Jason Jones to approve the April 3, 2024 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were 31 building permits presented for approval. A motion was made by Dell Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to approve the Norton Chamber of Commerce's application for a cereal malt beverage special event license for consumption on the premises at a confined beer garden at Elmwood Park on July 5, 2024. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn presented a resolution abating the environmental conditions at 411 West Lincoln. A motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Dell Jacobson to adopt Resolution 5-2024, which is a resolution authorizing the abatement of conditions under the Environmental Code as to property within the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Chief of Police Jay Sharp reported on department activities, and a motion was made by Gerald Jones and seconded by Ron Briery to start Mitchell Lowry at Range 15, Step D on the pay scale. The vote was taken and the motion carried. City Administrator James Maru mentioned the proposed upcoming sales tax for streets, and James also thanked the Public Works crew for all of their hard work during cleanup week. And Gerald Jones reported that the Public Safety Committee met and discussed the impound lot and the traffic issues on Eisenhower Drive. And Dell Jacobson reminded everyone of the upcoming Parks Committee meeting at 4:15 p.m. on Wednesday, April 24th. A motion was made by Dell Jacobson and seconded by Jim Miller to move forward with broadcasting the council meetings pending funding. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1 with Ron Briery voting no. Dennis Gilhausen scheduled a joint finance and utility committee meeting at 3:30 p.m. on May 13th, and a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dell Jacobson to approve appropriating ordinance number 8 as a whole, and the motion carried. The council then adjourned at 6:35 p.m. Memorial services for Alan Ward, 63 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Friday, April 26, at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home. Interment will follow in the Clayton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Alan Ward Memorial Fund and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergopper.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have lasagna, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today are Texas straw hats, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 72 and a north wind around 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 5 a.m., and it should be partly cloudy with a low around 42, with a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming east after midnight. On Wednesday, there's a 20% chance of showers before 2 p.m., otherwise it'll be partly sunny with a high near 68. And on Wednesday night, there's a 40% chance of showers after 2 a.m., should be mostly cloudy with a low around 47. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 11 a.m., and then showers are likely between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m., and then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 p.m. Should be mostly cloudy Thursday with a high near 69 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, there's a chance of showers before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., and then a chance of showers, likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. It should be mostly sunny Friday with a high near 75 and breezy. On Saturday, there's a 40% chance of showers after 2 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 74. On Sunday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 69. And on Monday, it should be sunny with a high near 77. Currently, with fair skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 50%. The wind speed is northeast at 13 with gusts to 18 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30. The dew point is 34 degrees. And the current wind chill is 48 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KI in sports, I'm Spencer Pui. Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined 580 Sports Talk on Friday and said if the Chiefs don't pick an offensive lineman or receiver with their first two picks, it would be a defensive lineman.
The most obvious ones to me would be on the defensive line, either a tackle or an edge. And remember, right now, they've only got two defensive tackles under team control for 2025, Chris Jones and Neil Farrell. That's still a need, even though they brought everybody else back. They could certainly use some future depth at defensive tackle, and edge is the same way. I mean, even though they still believe in Felix and Adike Uzomah and aren't giving up on him and they brought Mike Danna back, you're not going to have Charles Omenihu at the beginning of the season. You might not have 100% Charles Omenihu at all at any point this year, depending on how he recovers from that ACL. That, to me, is always a possibility, especially just because of the depth of the draft. It feels like there's some players at both those positions that could be available in the second and third rounds that would be good players.
The draft begins Thursday and runs through Saturday. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupont.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic offers many services to cater to the healthcare needs of our community. Whether seeking routine checkups, diagnostic tests, or specialized treatments, patients can rely on us to provide high-quality care tailored to their specific needs. Stay informed about the latest services, programs, and updates by following our Facebook page. We look forward to serving you and your family with excellence and compassion.
Okay, Kohl's has some epic deals right now that are perfect for early summer prep, and I need to talk about it. I just went and found my entire family tees under $8 and sandals under $30. Not to mention new patio essentials for 30% off, plus iron Kohl's cash. So don't wait. If you want great brands and great prices for a great summer, you gotta get to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, I'm Kyle Hill. This update brought to you by Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas. Let's start off with your weather forecast.
Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms are tracking east across parts of extreme northeastern Kansas. Those will continue to slide further to the east. Then a more unsettled weather pattern starts to build in Thursday into the weekend with several rounds of thunderstorms. Some of those storms severe, especially Thursday, Friday, and on Saturday. We have a disturbance. It's moving across Minnesota. Also a trough of low pressure extending into southwestern Kansas. Moisture in place will bring us areas of showers and a few thunderstorms across Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Drier air is going to be coming in behind this. Much stronger weather pattern arriving Thursday throughout the weekend. For northwestern Kansas today, it'll be partly cloudy and breezy with a high in the upper 60s. North central Kansas today's high 72, mid 70s in northeastern Kansas. Windy in southwestern Kansas today with a high in the low 70s. Sunny mid 70s today in the south central part of the state. Slight chance of rain in 75 in southeastern Kansas. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Overnight grain market showing continued momentum from yesterday's significant jumps with May corn up 0.75 at 4.40 and a half, July up a half penny, 4.50 and a quarter, December up 0.75, 4.73 and a quarter. Soybeans from May up 2 and a half at 11.63 and a half, July up 2 at 11.78 and a half, November up 2 at 11.73 and three quarters. Kansas City wheat May up 7 and a quarter at 6.04 and three quarters, July up 6 and 6.75 and 3/4 at 6.09 and 1/4. Chicago wheat May up 8 and 3/4 at 5.79. July up 9 at 5.96 and a half. This is building on Monday closes 20 cents to the plus side for both May and July. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 33 points at $38,501. Dollar index unchanged. Crude oil up a couple pennies, and gold is down another 33.70. This is the Kansas Ag Network.